Roll up. Hey, welcome to the Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Green Owen, and joined by a man who spent the week cowering in a closet, afraid of the potential risk of African gangs. My co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Green. Now, that is very topical of you.
I keep it topical.
That's a very topical one for you to...
The African gangs, Damo.
Bring out. Yeah. It's a serious issue, though.
I've been looking over my shoulder all week.
Yeah.
Nah, he's all right.
Why can't we railroad some of these kids? I always see those wanky commercials come on TV. Oh, sport. It's a great thing, you know. Get the kids to play sport. Keep them off the streets. Don't we need a few runners?
We might, yeah. If we're talking African gangs,
get a few marathon runners.
Let's put them to a.
We'll put a cop car behind them.
Yep.
Yeah.
On the track.
And a wallet at the end of the street.
Yeah.
And that can be training, Greener.
There we go. You can learn something here. Yeah. Let's time their splits as they're running away after stealing my wallet.
Yeah.
Could work. Now, Damo, before we get stuck into sport, we already used up our political quotient last week for the year.
Yeah, I believe it's 0.085 of 1%.
Of 1% for the entire year.
For the entire year.
Content.
We actually went a little bit over.
We went a tad over, and unfortunately.
So that's going to subtract from next year's quotient.
Yeah, it is. I'm actually going to have to dip into next year's quota.
Oh, really?
A little bit early.
We won't be talking politics till 2027 at this rate.
That'll work out nicely. you would have heard the outrage, Damo.
Outrage?
The outrage.
In all my years of sports broadcasting, Greeno, I've never been as outraged as I am right now.
Exactly, and I'm sure you are about the Australia Day date, Damo.
Yes.
The 26th of January, apparently. Mm. A lot of people very unhappy.
Can't do it anymore.
The Indigenous culture have said, look, we don't want it. It's Invasion Day.
The culture said, did it?
Well, the culture itself, yeah.
Okay.
They've all chipped in. They had a meeting.
Did
and
they?
Gone. Look.
And now you're speaking on behalf of them as like a good, as a good invader would, Greeno.
Not in the slightest. So, and then you've got the other side of the thing is going, nah, mate, this is our country now. That's our date. And okay. we want the public holiday.
Yeah.
So you've got
I think there's a fairly good reason why you shouldn't talk politics, Greeno. Just
exactly. Because I'm very ignorant to all of it. That's why I don't. But what I do bring to the table, Damo,
is
solutions. So I may
what
not,
kind of solution?
I may not know the issues. Yeah. I may not understand.
But you know how to fix
who
them.
Who the parties are involved in the issues?
Yeah.
But I'm a fixer, Damo.
You're a fixer upper,
and I'm a fixer. And I'm thinking, look, if the date changes, the date doesn't need to change. It doesn't really matter. What we need is we need peace. We need happiness. We need tranquility.
Oh, that's going to be easy to fix
on Australia Day.
Yeah.
That's what we need on the one that currently is locked in the 26th of January.
What about the African gangs, Greeno? What day do they get?
We'll sort that out later.
Okay.
We'll sort that one out later. We'll fix that problem next week.
Okay.
So a lot of the talk has over probably the last month or so has been about Triple J moving their date.
Yep.
Of the, what is it, Triple J on Earth?
Yeah.
Out of respect.
Yeah, what was it, the Hottest 100?
Hottest 100, sorry, you're not the on Earth. Hottest 100 has been moved out of respect for the ongoing debate relating to...
That's what some people say. Other people say it was just a very cucky thing to do, Greeno, to drum up a bit of division and say, look how good we are.
Exactly. Getting
virtue
on the,
signal a bit.
100%.
Get some pats on the back.
Triple M went the opposite way, going, well, if that date's free...
Well, good luck to them.
We'll make our own Aussie rock list and chuck it on that date.
That's the free market deciding, Greeno, because they've given away a ratings winner on that particular day. Why can't someone else... Hey, it's a free country, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Free country. So Triple M rocks in and says, yeah, all right, we'll do it.
We're going to do our top 100 Aussie rock songs.
Beautiful. Done.
I wonder what will be top 10.
You don't have to whinge.
No, exactly.
Don't have to listen to it.
So that could have been a criticism. But what I took from that, Damo, solution focused. Is music is what's going to bring this issue to peace, to
that's
tranquility.
What you think. Okay.
And I thought, look, if I'm going to look at any particular type of music, we need to go history.
Indigenous music.
It doesn't need to be Indigenous.
Okay.
I think we need to find something that appeals to every man, whether it be Indigenous, non-Indigenous.
Ted Dabrowski says Triple M rocks the ashes, Greeno.
He does rock the ashes.
So they've got the ashes, they've got the Hottest 100. Is there anything they can't do?
Well, but they can't fix the issue between the
you
Indigenous
haven't fixed
community.
It yet.
I'm getting there. I'm trying to get to this point. Welcome aboard, Ted. Yeah. So I'm thinking...
He's on the gear.
Definitely on the gear, Ted. Yep. So what we need to do is we need to find something that's not Indigenous music, but doesn't fit into the day-to-day, you know, AC/DC, blokey, Aussie, blah, blah, blah.
Who made who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need something that can bring the two people together and celebrate. And we need something that has history with it.
Okay.
And I sent you a message about it yesterday.
Yep.
We need to bring back Indecent Obsession. If there's one band that can bring...
Can you tell us a little bit about their hits, Greeno? What have they got?
They had Kiss Me
Kiss
back
Me.
In 1980, maybe 1991.
How did that go, Greeno?
I was hoping you'd actually have it on your thing. I thought you would have loaded it up.
But did you send me a message about Kiss Me? Did you?
I did. That was the link.
I don't think I got that link attached.
It was definitely that one.
Sorry about that.
They had that one. They had.
Sorry to leave you hanging there, bro.
They had a bit of Indigo. So I think if we can find a way to reform Indecent Obsession.
Then all of our troubles, cultural issues will be solved.
For what I'd like to refer to as the Unity Concert, with just one band, it'll just be the greatest hits of Indecent Obsession.
All three of them.
Just on replay all day.
Yeah.
They'll have a quick breather, and then they'll come back and they'll replay the same songs over
Listen
and over.
Listen to it until you feel the unity coming out of your orifices.
I think by midnight, when the clock strikes over to the January 27th
Listen to
demo,
it until you love it.
We'll have reached peace.
Okay.
I'm putting it out there. So
it's good theory.
Next week.
Give yourself a nice Gary for that. That was well thought through.
Definite nice
well
Gary
thought out.
For this particular one.
Nice Gary!
Like you said, what you lack in actual knowledge and actual understanding,
issue.
You make up for in solutions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can I propose, because we've got one more show before we take a week's break.
Okay.
And that falls before Australia Day. Can we do an indecent obsession? Just to kind of wet the lips.
Yeah.
Chum the waters, just to kind of give people a bit of a taste of what the Unity
Till
concert,
the soil.
The Unity concert proudly brought to you by the Starting Block will be. We'll give you
we're actually going to sponsor this Unity concert, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to run it. It'll be like Woodstock. It'll be like Wayne Stock from Wayne's World 2.
Okay, so we'll be on Australia Day.
On Australia Day.
But we're, because of the divisions, apparently, that are about Australia Day and the people that are feeling different things about it, we're not going to refer to it as Australia Day. We'll call it the
Unity Day.
Unity Day.
Indecent Obsession. Proudly brought to you by the Starting Block and Indecent Obsession.
This can't fail.
No, well,
this can't fail.
If Ted, you're on the line. If you can spot a hole in that plan, I'd like to hear it, buddy.
They'll be sending us to Israel next, Greeno.
That's it.
Let's sort that out.
Let's take care of our local issues first, and then we'll move on to bigger things.
Yeah. One day at a time, Greeno.
One day at a time. How's your Bitcoin going, Damo? Bitcoin all right today? Have you checked the markets?
No, I'm not a big rap on Bitcoin. However, there is one that I'm interested in, and it's F token.
F token. What's the F token? Is this like an e-tag thing?
It stands for something. I can Google it for you if you like.
You Google
what the F token stands for.
But you're into it.
Yeah, no, I definitely want some.
Can we get some Blockcoin happening?
You can definitely have Blockcoin. One idea I heard recently, not long ago, Greeno, was Stripcoin.
Stripcoin.
So when the strippers are up there dancing, and you're looking amorous, she's looking you in the eye, it looks like it's all going to work out.
Ah.
She breaks out the laptop, Greeno.
Yeah.
And says, you know, show me some love, baby.
Bit of Stripcoin.
Yeah, I'm ready. You can just
here's my details.
There you go. FUCK token, Greeno. Finally usable crypto karma.
Ah, there we go.
The F token. I'd be interested in getting into a little bit of F token because they're saying is, up until now, we haven't been able to give a F.
Yeah.
Now, everybody can give an F.
Yeah.
And you can take an F.
I like it.
And if you really like the person, you can give two Fs.
Yeah.
So, I think that's just going to take off.
It's on to something there.
But see, what I lack in knowledge.
You make up for it.
In banter. But that's a real thing, F token.
Really, that's it.
Yep.
If you could only pick one of those two options, you've got F token or strip coin, which way are you going to go?
I go the F token because I think it covers all bases.
Okay.
I think it covers all bases.
Do you reckon you can transfer some of that F token
into strip coin? Yeah, I think so. Oh. I think they'll take the F token, just to be fair.
Yeah.
Just to be fair. Well, I don't know if she's that kind of girl or not.
Hmm.
You know, because those sorts of things aren't on the menu, Greeno.
They do pay pass at strip clubs these days.
Do they really?
I know what I'm saying, do they?
They probably should.
If you're not Ted.
You've got to move with the times. Why would Ted know?
Ted may know. Do they take pay pass? If you just want to do a quick swap. As long as your tip's under $100 for the lap dance.
He says Bitcoin has plunged 20%.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked about how the Bitcoin was going.
I actually did. If you're interested in this kind of thing, go to the Common Discourse, Greeno, on YouTube. I did a little show about Bitcoin.
You talk seriously
about
it?
The Bitcoin bubble, yes, very seriously.
Not interested.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, I'm talking to the actual listeners.
Just the people are out there in the world,
the universe. The problem with that is if I listen to that podcast, I might actually learn something about the issues.
And you wouldn't want to do that.
And that might impact my ability
to get solutions.
To get solutions. Ignorance is bliss, Damo.
No, I think you're onto something. The less you know about a problem, the easier it is to fix it.
Exactly. Yep. Solution solved.
You should be elected, Greeno.
We'll work on that. We'll do that next year.
After the Unity concert.
Well, the problem
we can
is,
make the Unity concert your springboard into political life.
Yeah, but the problem is we've already used up our 0.0825% for the year
and
of political
next year's.
Content and next year's.
Yes.
So I'm probably going to have to save my run until about 2020. So I can start talking.
You'll be in. All right, done. I don't want to talk about sport yet. What else have you got?
That's what we've got.
What other topical references do you have?
There's not much sport. Don't worry about it.
Excellent.
Australia versus England. First Monday International Demo.
I don't even know if they play this show on the station anymore.
We probably should check into that at some point.
We should check in, yes.
We record it. We send it. We don't know if they play it. We do all the hard work.
It wasn't on a couple of weeks ago, I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that.
I was going to send an email, but I didn't get around to it.
That's all right. We'll work on that.
We'll work on it. After Unity Day, they won't be able to ignore us.
Well, no. We'll be running that thing.
Yeah.
England won by 5 wickets. Is this the real Ashes demo? Should we forget about what the test results are and focus more on who wins this one day?
If you're English,
tournament? You should. Yeah, why not?
Do you remember when we smashed them 5-0 and then they came back and won the one day series?
Yeah, and we're like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. I think the same thing's going to happen again.
Well, that's what I thought after this loss.
But I think it takes a couple of games for us after smashing them so badly in the test series, which we have done in the last three.
Yeah.
On a last two and
last
the one before.
And the one before, yeah.
You know, it just takes us a game or two to get back. Oh, hang on, we're playing cricket again.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't care too much. Credit to England, though, the fact that they're actually the...
Roy.
They're actually the number one ranked team. Oh, no, they're not number one ranked because India never leave India.
Yep.
But England have actually won the most one-day internationals over the last 2 years. So they're actually a pretty good one-day squad.
Apparently, they've geared their game to be more in... Because they were getting smashed so badly in the short form, like 2020 in one day.
Yeah.
Apparently, in England, like they've changed the nature of the wickets and everything to be like higher scoring wickets.
Yeah.
They're encouraging big hitting batsmen we do down here.
Also changed their mentality with the one-day game. They still had guys like Alastair Cook and... Jonathan Trott opening and nutting out an innings. And they're like, well, we need to change our approach. And about a year and a half ago, changed it, and they've been a success.
Alex Hales is a gun, even though he didn't play well.
Roy's
but that
weapon,
Roy guy, I've never seen him before, Roy.
Well, he set a record.
Rob Roy.
Yep, Jason Roy.
Yeah, just calling him Rob Roy, though, for
the laughs. Let's have a look at what the Aussies did.
Yep.
No, very, very, very funny.
Thank you.
Aaron Finch with 107.
He's got that Highlander spirit, Greener.
He loves the MCG, Damo. Yeah. Scored 107 there again.
Finch nugget.
You had Mitchell Marsh score 50. You had Marcus Stoinis score 60.
Stoinis.
And that's pretty much what you had to write home about. Australia all out for 304.
Mm.
The talk with the bowlers was, oh, how good is it to see Australia's get a bit in their short.
How good is this?
Short, fast, Mark Wood, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Why didn't you pick it for the test?
Yeah, exactly. Because they got no guts, Greener.
Well, it's not that. Apparently,
no guts.
It wasn't fit enough to play 5 days.
No
good
guts.
Enough, good enough for 10 overs, though. Once again, in reply, I went and made some dinner, came back, and I think Roy had already scored 100 about 6 overs in.
he was moving pretty quick.
He ended up with 180. You had Joe Root. Failed to convert yet again, Damo.
Failed to convert.
91 for Joe Root.
Fantastic.
With the ball.
I'd be very happy if he went the entire summer without scoring 100.
It'd be genius, wouldn't it?
Yep.
I'd love to see that. 2 wickets for Starkey, 2 wickets for Paddy, and 1 for Stoinis. Australia got pumped. Who cares, really?
Yep.
It's a one-day thing. I'm excited just because I get to play this one.
I'm a scat man. It's been a whole week since we've heard that.
Exactly. One-day international stats, Damo.
Okay.
Roy now has England's highest ever one-day international score.
What, in his first game?
First game in Australia. And has also surpassed Mark Waugh's 173 as the highest MCG score.
It's pretty incredible innings,
to be fair. He's 180 was the highest score for England, highest in the MCG. Second highest one-day international score in Australia.
Yep.
Second highest one-day international score against Australia.
The only way he looked like getting out was by doing something. Like by getting himself out.
Yeah, pretty much.
It looked like no way through.
There was the turning point, I guess. Look, that England were always going to win this, didn't matter. But the so-called
really?
Turning
didn't they
point...
chase down the highest chase ever at the MCG in a one-day game to win that game?
No.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
300.
Yeah, but the highest score.
No.
I'm pretty sure the highest score
Are you
ever
sure
chased
that's
down.
A stat man.
Yes. Put it down as a stat man.
All right.
The highest score chased down. Because I heard the stat while I was watching
was
the game.
It 300, though.
Yeah, but the highest winning score to chase down. In the second innings, the highest one before that was like 297 or
really?
Something.
Really? There you go. Interesting stat.
So there you go. They had to get the highest chase ever in a one-day game at the MCG, and they did.
Absolutely crush it.
Yep.
There was an overturned decision.
I still don't care. I'm still not giving them a pat in the back for it, though.
Hey, what's a pat in the back? It's a one-day national no one cares about.
Yeah, Ted Dabrowski says 297.
There you go.
Heard that too, yeah.
Ted does more research for this show than we do.
He does. We should get him on.
We should. We should
get Ted Dabrowski on.
And we'll just put our feet up. He can talk for an hour.
He'll talk a lot of football, though.
That's fine.
European football.
As long as I get the week off.
He knows his cricket, but...
It's fine.
He knows his
stuff. You get Ted to fill in the week I'm away.
Yeah, all right. We can do that.
Yeah.
It'll change the vibe of the show somewhat.
It'll be a little bit different. We'll run with it.
might be a bit more depressing for all the fans who don't want to hear about politics.
That's
right?
Well, we're going to go.
We'll have to dig into the 2031 quota.
Yeah, that's going to be we don't want to delve too deep into that.
No, we don't, no.
What do you think of this, Damo?
What do you got for me?
The Aussie cricketers on the darts.
On the darts, once again.
Did you see this where...
Let the good times... Let the good times roll, Greeno.
The Daily Telegraph was outraged, Damo.
Your body's your temple.
They were outraged by the fact that at the post-match celebrations, the boys decided to get together, have a few beers.
Did they?
A few durries.
Why wouldn't they? They've just won the Ashes.
And they basically sat outside as the Australian cricket team was partying on for the better part of 14 straight hours to take photographs, waiting for something to happen. And they're like, well, we've got nothing here. No one sexually harassed anyone.
Can I just...
No one tried to piss on their own mouth, Damo.
Can we get a dick move, though, for the Australian cricketers?
You
for only
dick.
Only 14 hours celebrating? That's poor form.
Apparently Smitty was first to arrive. Smitty was last to leave.
Was he really? Well, that's a captain's knock right there.
Definitely got to go.
Nice, got to reverse it.
For Smitty.
Well done.
But what a complete waste of everyone's time.
Sure.
Like, I definitely didn't click on this article.
No.
I just put the heading and I'm like, yeah, no clickbait there.
No clickbait at all.
But basically, it made them look even dumber because everyone was like, well, and why were you loitering outside for 14 hours?
Because they don't have lives of their own and they hate their husbands and wives.
And there's no footy to talk about, Damo. We can't talk about footy.
There's no footy.
Once again, yeah, there was no Mad Monday shenanigans. So, like, well, they're having a cigarette. So
it was behind closed doors.
So let's take a photo.
Look, they're having a dart.
Yeah.
It's like, go home.
Yeah.
Go home, you wankers.
Take a good hard look at yourself.
Exactly.
I'm a stat man.
Bit of BBL stats, Damo.
Bibble.
Uzi came out of what was one of his worst...
BBL retirement.
No. Well, basically because he had a... Let's call it... He had a crap Ashes. With the exception of the last test where he smacked that, what, 170.
Oh, I don't know. I think you're being a bit harsh on Aussie. A couple of 50s. Yeah, couple I 50s. Mean, you know, he was average. He was average.
He was pretty average. But
a lot of people were a lot worse.
You could hardly say that he was scintillating with
the
bat.
He wasn't scintillating,
and he certainly wasn't pushing the run rate up.
He wasn't pushing the run rate, no.
First game back in BBL, fifth straight 50 in a BBL innings off about 30-odd balls.
He's becoming a short form player.
He's the first ever BBL player to score five consecutive 50s,
really?
Believe it or not.
Yeah,
only seven players have ever scored three in a row. No one's ever got four. Is he the first ever with five?
Would he be the first player to be both in the test team and the T20 team and not in the one day team? Because you would think if you're good at tests, you're probably pretty good at one dayers, and then it gets gradually worse.
Yeah,
or
probably.
If you're good at T20s, you're good at one dayers, but you can't get into the test team.
Yeah, good
Has
point.
Has anybody ever been in the test team and the T20 team exclusively without being in all three? I know Starkey's in all three.
Starkey's in all three.
Smithy's in all three.
Tim Payne, though. Tim Payne was in the test squad and the T20s and then got selected for the one dayers.
Yeah,
does that count?
It doesn't count because I think Wade was in all three when he was playing.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so who else? I that's all I can think of, and they both play all three.
We'll have a think, and then I'll tell you some more stats.
Okay.
Darcy Short, who's become a big cold hero there.
Short is big.
He scored 122, the highest ever BBL score.
Bubble.
And he's also, Darcy Short has now scored the most runs in a BBL season. That was two less games. Can you guess who previously held the record for most runs in a season for the BBL?
For two less games? Would it be someone like a Michael Klinger or a Brad Hodge?
No, it's none other than our favourite boy, the Pond, Damo.
You're joking.
The Pond was the previous record holder until Darcy Short in two less games broke his record.
That's incredible.
Yep.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
Let's quickly play this to wrap it up because we're 20 minutes in.
But that's not rugby league.
Exactly. It's rugby league.
Is this the long version or the short version?
This is the long one.
I think this is the long one. No, we didn't put the short version.
It's just the siren and the goat.
Okay. There's
the goat. This one is it's one of our old favourites, Damo.
Is it?
It's one of our... It's
one of the many old favourites.
It's the buzzard.
The buzz.
The guy that kept us afloat on our Sunday morning 6 a.m. You know,
it's not about Paul Gallen again, is it?
No, this is about BBL apparently, Damo.
Oh, that's odd.
Where he sent out this tweet last week. And quite rightly, you know, he's obviously, there's no footy on, so you've got to focus on the cricket.
You've got to get paid. They must say to him, look, Buzz, we love your antics around the office. We know you're a big Shark supporter, but you do have to fill the space of that 5 months when rugby league isn't getting played to consider yourself a writer, let alone editor at large.
Exactly.
So you do have to do some work, Buzz. Okay, I'll go to the bloody cricket.
I'll go to the cricket. And this is what he had to tweet out. Is the NRL bunker doing this BBL 07 game? # farce!
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Thanks for following on Periscope. If you do, follow on Twitter at The Starting Block, one word, drop the K at the end. Also, check us out on YouTube, Greeno, The Starting Block. No K on that either. But, you know, the jinx continue, Greeno.
It is, yeah.
We had a jinx last week where we couldn't get the Periscope working. This week, we can't have the YouTube up if we have the Periscope up.
Yep, one or the other.
Also, we're on 89.3 FM.
We are.
7 p.m.
Apparently.
Yeah, the only sports show.
We're still
going
to look into that.
Yeah, we need to look into it. We need to double check.
Double check just to make sure we're still
on
it.
Write an email.
Don't forget the podcast as well, Damo.
The podcast, thestartingblock.podbean.com.
That's the one.
Yep.
Now, last week, Damo.
The best way to do the podcast, Greeno, is just to hit up iTunes, put
subscribe.
In The Starting Block, subscribe. It gets sent to you.
Yep.
We send it directly to you.
Exactly. No.
Like, I get in there, I get on the computer and go, oh, look, Jono wants one.
Send it off. There you go. There you go, Jono.
There you go. Or Dono.
Well, Dono.
Dono.
We could say
Dono. Dono and Jono.
Let's talk a little bit of Hot Stove Day, mate.
Hot Stove, what do you got?
Last week, remember, I did,
MLB.
I got back from a camping trip, realised, idiot, forgot the pot, had to go pick up the pot.
Yes.
Pot came back, put it on the burner.
It's surprising. Can I just ask, so when you went back to the campsite,
yeah.
The pot was still there?
Pot was still there, surprisingly. Someone had pissed in it.
That's...
So... I did have
Was
to...
it hot?
No.
Was there steam coming off it?
May have been.
Because that would mean that the culprit just was there and you just missed it.
No, it had already kind of gone tepid.
Phantom pisser.
Much like the stove thus far.
Okay.
So basically what we've done, went home, whacked it in the dishwasher, gave it the hard cycle.
Okay. You didn't rinse it out first before you put it in the... Because wouldn't you get a little bit of urine all over the rest of your dishes?
I whacked it in the
theoretically.
Trailer. No, because I whacked it in the trailer. I did the pour out at the site for the bears, Damo.
For the bears.
Scare the bears away.
Doesn't that attract them?
Someone stuffed with
hopefully,
the bears.
Hopefully you didn't stick around
Once
to find
again,
out.
Once again, Damo, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And then...
That was a solution, though.
Yeah. Put it on the hard wash on the dishwasher.
Mm.
Added two, you know. I would have taken
it out the back first and given it a hose.
You reckon the hose?
Yeah.
Well, too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah, I would have hosed it because you never know.
I went the double tablet.
Okay.
I went the double tablet.
What if the bears actually pissed in it?
It may have been. I didn't test the urine.
Yeah.
Should I have?
This pot is just right.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
So the pot is now clean. I had the kettle on.
Theoretically.
Yeah. Kettle's now on.
It'll never be clean. I would just throw it out.
You reckon get a new pot.
Well,
I'll do it after this week.
Okay.
After this week.
Then you're going to have to build up the temperature again all over again.
I know, it's going to be a problem.
Just don't take it camping this time, will you?
I've learned from my mistakes.
Okay,
so,
good.
So we put the boiling water from the kettle into the pot.
Into the pot.
And we've just got a little bit of bubble up top.
Do you often pre-boil? I've noticed people doing, I boil on the stove.
I boil on the stove personally.
And some people put boiling water in the pot. I'm like, doesn't that defeat the purpose?
Yeah, it does.
It does.
It does. You do it to speed up the process because it's quicker to boil water in the kettle than it is on the pot.
How long does it take to boil a pot of water? Five minutes?
Depends how big the pot is.
Of course it depends how big the pot is. But how big is a kettle? That's what the difference is. What if you've got to do two kettles?
Volume to heat ratio.
Exactly. Exactly. Do people even think about this crap?
We should test this theory.
You know, we should have a pot boiling seminar on Unity Day. So a little side tent.
All right.
Where it's like, have you ever tried to boil a pot of water?
Mm.
Come to the side tent. I mean, boiling a pot of water is something that can unite all peoples.
You think maybe like a curiosity show type stand to the side with a bit of Dean Hutton and testing.
Is Dino still around? Can we blow the dust off him, get him out for Unity Day?
I think Dean may have passed away.
Okay. Can we get one of his, does he have any offspring or relatives?
I'm sure we can
find
someone. Or just someone dressed up as Dean Hutton.
Maybe we can get his nephew or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's Dean Hutton's nephew.
Yeah, well
he's
done.
His cousin.
And we can have two, it can be like a boiling race.
Yeah.
Where we have.
I want the guy from Now You See It.
Now You See It, Michael Pope.
Michael Pope. Can we get the Pope?
He was
imagine that. We could have Unity Day brought to you by The Starting Block with special guest appearance, the Pope.
The Pope.
Hey?
We're onto something. Hey? But then a lot of religious people rock up.
There would be.
A little bit disappointed.
But once we get them in,
it
will be Unity Day. They can't leave or we'd call them horrible names.
Well, they'll hear the beautiful music.
Say, do you hate Unity? Why are you leaving?
They'll hear the beautiful music of Indecent Obsession.
Indecent Obsession. It's very friendly to the church going.
Exactly. They'll be locked in.
They'll love it.
Where were we? The stove. The stove was bubbling. That's right.
Okay.
A bit of bubble this week, Damo. A little bit of bubble. You had the Mets sign outfielder Jay Bruce for a 3-year, $39 million deal pending a physical.
Is that it? Is that all?
It's pretty handy.
Is it?
Yeah, I'd like $13 million a year to play baseball.
So sure. Who would?
You've got Addison Reed is in agreement with the Mets on a 2-year deal for just under $17 million.
Can the Mets read? Yes, they can.
They can. Now you had the big one. Well, sort of big one. Yeah, no, this is definitely the big one.
So is this a simmering pot? Well, I don't think we've actually talked about where the pot is actually.
I said
this
just because I put the boiling water in. Yeah. So there's just a little bit of bubble up top.
Ah, okay.
From the residual heat.
Residual heat.
From the actual kettle, but the
not from the bear urine.
It hasn't actually taken yet.
Ah, okay. Got it.
Hasn't actually
taken.
It's like,
click, click. Come on, I'm losing heat here.
I've got the heat on, but I haven't seen the full penetration of the heat from the stove into the water. That's just still the heat from the kettle.
From the kettle.
That's kettle heat.
Kettle
mixed with the urine heat. You had a big trade where the Astros, who were the reigning World Series champions, got one of the Pirates' best pitcher in Garrett Cole.
Okay.
They traded away four of their players for him.
Shiver me timbers, Greener.
He did well.
Yeah.
And then you had, it's a Pirates sell-off day, mate, because the San Francisco Giants...
Everything must go.
...obtained Andrew McCutchen yesterday for a couple of their prospects as well.
Okay.
This is good news because he's a gift machine, Damo, Andrew McCutchen.
Okay.
He's what they refer to as a good clubhouse guy.
A good clubhouse guy. Explain that to me.
Well, it's basically the guy you want in the clubhouse. He gets on with everyone. He's a good presence. He's all about positivity.
He's good in the dressing room, Greener.
Exactly. That kind of guy. So good pickup there by the Giants.
Well done.
And then today you had Curtis Granderson sign a one-year deal with the Jays.
Does it get any better than that, Greener?
For $5 million.
How's that for a stove, baby?
That's just not a bad little stove. That's probably the best stove we've had since Giancarlo Mato Granite Stanton.
Yes.
Got traded. And showy.
Or since Crazy Jerry DePoto did anything.
Well, Uncle Crazy, he's gone a little bit quiet.
Has he really?
And I think we're going to have to send someone around his house.
Make sure he's still alive.
Just to make him okay.
Make sure he's got a pulse.
NFL playoffs review, Damo. You pump
review.
NFL playoffs.
Yeah, when it's not rigged.
That's the first thing you asked me when I walked in. I'm like, what do you listen to? You're like, oh, apparently the NFL playoffs are
rigged. I was listening to a guy on Periscope, Mises Mindset, Greeno.
Yeah.
And that was his topic of discussion. Is the NFL rigged? And he was playing that particular clip of that particular pass, the miracle pass, Greener.
Miracle
the miracle
pass,
catch.
In which Minnesota
and the Pats won
20-something or other.
Minnesota or the Pats? No, I think it's the Pats.
Minnesota. It was Minnesota you're talking about.
Was it?
Yeah, Minnesota, the one that had the miracle pass to end.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
They beat New Orleans.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I know for sure. Definitely right, the Vikings. Case Keenum, Damo.
Case Keenum.
New Orleans were down 17-0 early.
Mm.
They came back to take the lead with 25 seconds left for the first time in the game.
Yep.
Then they scored. Minnesota scored the touchdown with the last play with 1 second left for the win from 70 yards out, baby.
There you go.
That's how they did it.
Yep.
Who would have thought? New England, the Patriots won 35-14 over Tennessee.
Yeah, everyone's coming out saying, oh, the Pats are always cheating. But like we said before the show, Greeno, back in the day when we were youngsters, it was always the Raiders that used to cheat all the time because they used to win a lot.
Exactly.
So it seems to me whoever's winning a lot at the time, they're the biggest cheaters.
And if you're going to rig it, you don't rig it as blatantly as them winning 35-14.
No, that's a pretty obvious rig.
Yeah, that's a bit dodgy, that one.
That's a big rig, that one.
Yeah, and that 14 was only aided by a
touchdown.
That's
like the Mack truck of rigging.
Exactly.
Yep.
You're doing pretty well if you can rig it that well.
All 18 wheels, Greener.
100%.
Yep.
You had Philadelphia 15 over Atlanta 10. So we asked you the question last week, is the Atlanta redemption train going to keep rolling?
No.
No, and you said no, and you were correct. Well done.
I said the Pats are going to win it back-to-back.
Nostradamo.
Nobody likes Atlanta. Nobody goes for the Falcons. Everyone hates the Falcons.
Yeah, when
why would you support the Atlanta Falcons?
When doing a trip to America...
L.A. Atlanta's, Child says hello. Is there anything going on in L.A. football, Greener, or are they all knocked out?
They're all knocked out.
They're all knocked out.
Yeah, football in L.A. is not a...
They had a big run.
It's not a friendly beast.
They had a big run with the Dodgers.
They did, all the way to the World Series with the Dodgers, but not so much in the NFL.
In the football.
And then Jacksonville 45
over
Pittsburgh 42. Talk about a high scoring affair.
Yeah, nobody could tackle apparently.
Doesn't
they
look
all
like
forgot
it.
How to tackle.
Time for a bit of these ones.
I'm
what
a
do you got?
Yes.
The Jaguars 42. I don't know what I call them Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Jags 42. What happened there?
Yes, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
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 I forgot how to pronounce words. The Jaguars 42 points. I wish my printer would work better.
L.A. Child says, we were impressed with the Rams this year.
They made it to the wild card off the top of my head.
Wild card, yeah.
Yeah,
that'll do.
Wild card. That's where I'm with that.
It's close enough.
Most scored by an opponent in Pittsburgh's postseason history, Damo. There's a stat for you.
Wow.
Previous five was 41 by the Patriots back in 04.
Yes.
You'll like this one, Damo. I should have scored you up on this one.
Tell me.
Can you tell me the number one song in the country in America? The last time the Jaguars played in a conference championship final, this was the 23rd of the first, 2000.
2000.
One of your favorites.
One of my favorites.
Mm.
Well, now I think you're throwing me off because usually when you say, talking about your favorite sport, like, competitive crochet.
Yeah.
I've got no idea.
Christina Aguilera's What a Girl Wants, Damo.
What a Girl Needs.
If that's the one.
There you go.
That was the number one song in the country the last time the Jaguars...
Back when she could sing.
Played in a conference championship.
Back when she could sing. Now she just seems to eat a lot of pastry and judge those terrible singing shows with amateurs.
You don't like the ballooning weight?
No, I'm not I'm not a fan of it. I'll put it that way.
No,
I mean, she could eat what she likes, but,
No chubby chaser there. I don't know whether to go Hot Toss or Statman for this one.
Hot Toss,
I'll go
I'm Statman. A
Statman. Yeah. Mixed with a bit of...
Oh, yeah.
The Pats, one of their favourite sons, Damo, is Rob Gronkowski.
And Gronkowski.
The reason they like Gronk is because...
I think Ted Dabrowski would say it's Gronkowski.
It's Gronkowski.
Gronkowski.
Check your grammar there. That's it.
Well, no, because it's a W, but in Polish you say it like an F.
It's Gronkowski.
No, but that's how Americans say it, Greeno.
Well, that's how he pronounces it.
The proper pronunciation would be Gronkowski.
Well, I'm going to go with how Gronk says it.
The Gronk. Let's just call him the Gronk and be done with it.
Gronk. Now, Gronk is a beautiful man in the fact that he's a 15-year-old boy in a grown man's body.
Is he?
And because basically they asked him, he opened the
like
season.
Like all polls, Greeno.
Exactly.
Yep.
He opened the season with 69 career touchdowns, right?
Did he really?
And they asked him in an interview, like, oh, you know, what's it like to reach
so
that
hang
number?
On, he opened the season with 69 career touchdowns. Okay.
He then caught his 69th career touchdown pass.
Yes.
And then he caught his 69th career touchdown pass from Tom Brady.
Yep.
Do you want to know how many catches he ended the season with, Damo?
Tell us, Greeno.
69.
Is that right?
Exactly.
The symmetry of it all, Greeno.
This guy giggled when he asked about that. He goes, oh, yeah, like, it's good to be on number 69.
Everybody.
If you know what I mean. Yeah, Gronk, we know what you mean.
If you know what I mean.
Well done. What are we wrapping it up with?
LA Child said Gronk is an artist.
He is.
He's an artist.
He's an absolute genius. Him and his brothers, they run a party bus in the off-season.
Do they really?
Imagine if one of the NRL players had that happening.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, party bus.
The Gronky bus is coming. Mm-hmm. Now everybody.
He does a Gronk cruise as well. I actually looked
Gronk
into the
cruises.
Me and one of my mates at work were looking into the Gronk cruise.
Okay.
It's strictly 18 only.
Yeah.
But very expensive. BYO-STDs.
BYO-STDs, eh?
Bit of hot sauce, hidden camera
is he
style.
A chubby chaser, the Gronk, Greeno?
Oh, I don't think so, no.
You don't think so?
I think he's more into that young, buxom blonde
like
with the big rack
he
and
cuts
the
tight buns. He cuts them out and has to, like, he does a cutout on the wall and he pushes them through. And if they don't, like, you know, when you try to get on a ride and if you're not high enough, like a reverse of that. Mm. So you have to fit through the cutout with the measurements and whatnot. And if you don't fit through, it's like, okay, no, you can't come in.
Correct. That's how Gronk rolls.
Okay. He is an artist, apparently.
He's definitely an artist. Hot Toss Hidden Camera Style, Damo.
Hot Toss Hidden Camera Style. What
Agent Jason Wood has been fired by Career Sports
Not
Entertainment and suspended by Major League Baseball Association after investigating allegations he used a hidden camera filming
this'll be good.
Some of his clients in the shower.
Wow, good Wood.
My question to you is, if I go into an agent's office and for a meeting, and he goes, look, before we get to any business...
Yes.
We need to close off into the shower for a quick scrub.
I mean, who is this, Harvey Weinstein?
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Mm.
Bit of breaking.
Breaking news. Oh, it's court dates as well. My favourite.
Always nice to get a little bit of breaking court dates.
Absolutely.
Just listen on Twitter. ABC has confirmed former Wallabies captain George Smith has been arrested in Tokyo.
You're joking.
After he allegedly assaulted a taxi driver whilst drunk.
What is it about the taxi drivers and the footy players, Greeno? Like, you've got enough money to pay for the taxi. Is there something specifically about taxi drivers that just makes football players go completely insane?
Apparently not. The police will allege that Smith took a taxi near his house in Fuchu City, 1 hour out of Tokyo, just after midnight on New Year's Eve.
See, this is why Uber is getting so successful, Greeno.
And ran away without paying the 9,830 yen.
Yeah, but that's... Isn't that like...
$110.
Yeah, fair. That's nothing.
He tried to run, the taxi driver caught him, so doesn't say much for his fitness.
George has let himself go since he stopped playing, huh?
Exactly.
Or is he still playing over in Japan?
He's over there playing in Japan.
So he doesn't really care too much about the Japanese game then, does he?
His response, defence is going to go well with the judge, Damo. I was drunk. I don't remember. I didn't do such a thing. Well done, George.
Well done, Georgie.
Look forward to seeing you there.
A surefire way to beat a charge, my friend.
I was drunk, mate. I didn't do it.
Mate, I was drunk. It's not fair to charge me.
Exactly.
I didn't have control of myself, Your Honour.
Let's talk a little bit of tennis, Damon. Let's talk Oz Open. We're not going to talk any results because who cares, really?
First, I want to give a nice Gary Greeno. Can you tee up a nice Gary for us?
Gary.
Yep, bit of a nice. Ah, nice, oh, the volume's down. We've got to give a full nice Gary for this one.
Full nice Gary.
Full nice Gary. There you go. A nice Gary to Nick Kyrgios Greeno, who we have slammed relentlessly over the last couple of years for being a little bit of a flog.
Yep.
And I don't, you know, there seems to be a really bad run of floggish tennis players coming out of the Australian ranks, and the good guys like the Gooch.
Yep.
They don't really get much play at all.
No.
Because all the back page is taken up with the floggish ones.
How about the cock? Do you reckon the cock falls in the flog?
Yeah, the cock's all right.
Cock's all right.
The cock and the gooch.
The cock and the gooch, happy with those.
They're a good
two?
Duo. They're right, a dynamic duo. Mm. They go well next to each other, Greeno.
Didn't the gooch retire a number of years back?
Yeah, he probably did.
Yep.
But he was memorable.
But he's less floggish. He's still less floggish, even though he hasn't played a game of tennis
exactly.
in 4 years.
Exactly. But I want to give a nice big, nice Gary to Nick Kyrgios, Greeno, who was asked in a press conference.
Do you want the exact wording?
Yeah, here we go. Give us a quote.
The question he was asked in a press conference was, "You're friends with American football player Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Have been supportive of him in the past. What are your thoughts on him and being re-signed by an American?"
And can I do Nick something along the lines of, "Mate, I don't even think I've spoken to that guy ever in my entire life."
That's exactly the words. I have never spoken a word to him in my life. And then so the reporter's like, "Well, do I ask a follow-up question? Or
yeah, why
do
not?
I just cower away looking like the fool that I am?"
The reporter had the option. Do I continue being a flog?
Yeah.
Or do I step back now and go, okay, cut my losses and try to retain my job as a sports journalist?
He went with the flog option.
Flog option.
What are your thoughts about that, though, Nick?
What are your thoughts about that?
And Nick's response was, he's like, "I mean, where is the question even coming from? With the Australian Open, man."
Yeah. And didn't he give it a bit of, "All right, are we done?
Are we done?" Yeah.
Yes.
Because the guy looked at him wanting a response. He's like, "Are we done?
Are we done here?
Let's move on." And
well
I saw
done,
that
Nick.
That was reported afterwards as Nick Kyrgios lashes
rude.
Out.
Of course.
Well done.
Of course.
Well done.
That headline was probably written by that reporter.
Exact same reporter, because he had nothing to file.
I don't know why, but he attacked me.
He attacked me.
He didn't answer my questions.
Yep.
He was very rude. He was very short with me.
Yep.
Because they're perpetual victims now, the media, Greeno.
Exactly.
Once upon a time, they used to be like the hard-nosed, hard-edged story finders, and now they're just like a bunch of lily-livered snowflakes.
Exactly. Here's something that
it's not fair the way he talks to the reporters.
I guess there's not a lot of, I know you could sit there and write articles about Ash Barty, who's like fifth in the world or something, but that wouldn't be fun, Damo.
No, that wouldn't be fun.
So what they're going to write about instead is people that can't even pass qualifiers, a la flog number one, Bernie Tomic.
Flog number one.
So he failed to make the he failed to qualify. He had to go through the qualifiers because his ranking dips lower than it has.
Yes.
Got knocked out in the final.
Because hasn't he openly said before, "I just don't even care."
He doesn't care. He's over it.
I'm just earning just enough money to get by, and you know, he's not trying to win anything. And,
so
you know,
when they stuffed cameras,
good
and
on him,
mics,
but I think he'll regret it one day.
Yeah, cameras
so
and mics
talent.
in his face. He responded where all I do is count my millions. You try doing what I do.
What?
That's how he responded.
I want to give a nice Gary for that one as
you
well.
You want a nice Gary?
Yeah, that's good. That's
nice
quality.
Nice Gary.
On you, Bernie.
I got my millions. Well, fair point. He does. He earns more than
I've
all
got no time.
Combined.
I've got no time to train because I'm backstroking in my pot of millions like Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck. Well done.
Thank you. We like to bring out the little 80s references, don't we?
Exactly.
Who are we recasting this week?
I'll get to that after
we'll
this.
We'll get to it,
But that's
is this the long version again?
That's not the long version.
Oh, okay.
Still need the short version.
We need should
it's
probably
delicious.
Should get the short version on there at some point. Yes, go.
And this week the media had lapped him up. They like a little puppy dog. Like a little puppy dog with a big bowl of water.
Yeah.
Hannibal
Lecter, Greeno.
Alex de Minaur, because he won. I think he lost the final, one of the lead-up tournaments, lost the final.
No one remembers a loser.
No, but so they didn't know what to write. They were hoping to, you know, pump up this kid after
pump
winning the final. Instead, he lost. So
put a whole heap of steaming expectation on him, Greeno, and then shoot him down when he can't live up to it.
Exactly, when he shows a bit attitude. They're like, "How are we going to write about this final press conference? He just lost."
Yeah.
Alex de Minaur attends press conference in New South Wales Rugby League jersey.
What?
He was presented before tonight's final.
Yes. Yes.
So it's good to see.
Why wasn't Buzz on top of that? See, if Buzz was doing the Oz Open, he would have been all over that.
Do you not realise the bad omen there?
Mm.
Before the final, he'd won up until that point.
Yes.
He was presented a New South Wales jersey before and then lost.
Got hammered.
11 in a row, baby. They'll never win another game. And then he got knocked out first round.
Did he really?
It's the jinx of the New South Wales Blues jersey.
Wow.
Got to wrap up the segment with...
What have you got? Not another one of these. Is this a long version again?
This is another long one.
Is it?
But
is it long? Yeah, it is a long version.
But that's
we should probably get the short version on there.
We definitely need a short version.
Yeah. But that's not... I think this is it, yeah.
That's a regular yeah. goat. The Herald Sun got on board. This isn't a But That's Not Rugby League Day, mate.
Why'd you play the bloody long intro for me?
If it's not the part of the segment.
Because this is a But That's Not AFL.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have a But That's an AFL.
We don't have a But That's Not AFL. So
we improvise because that's the solution.
Basically, what the Daily Telegraph does here in New South Wales is what the Herald Sun does in Melbourne, but for insert AFL. NRL to AFL.
Correct.
So they were doing their big Oz Open preview.
Yes.
And here's the way they decided to cover it.
Hmm.
Which AFL club are these Oz Open players like?
Yeah, a little dancing in the dark, Greeno.
How long did that outro go for?
Yeah, it was a good outro.
It was literally a minute and a half of song
it was
and
a good
then
outro.
About 4 minutes of outro.
Yeah, because you've got to drag it out. You've got to show off your skills, Greeno.
Exactly.
Let's he went quickly, all Aguilera.
Just going to quickly pump out the party whistle.
Your local okay, station. Yeah, party whistle. 89.3
Mitchell Stark party whistle means we're almost out.
All right, what are we going to talk? We've got something
for the fluff file, do you?
Well, it's all fluff file, really.
It's all fluff file.
Pretty okay. much.
Folks are
hey, haven't had that one for a while.
We'll kick this one off with Anthony Mundine's dumbest comment of the week.
Apparently, still don't like chalk, do you?
Well, not when he says this kind of stuff. So apparently he's got a fight on tonight. Who cares?
Does he?
Yesterday he's out there promoting
it. Will
it
be illegally restreamed by somebody,
Maybe.
Greeno?
Well,
wink,
hopefully.
Wink.
And not according to chalk, though.
No.
Fight's on tomorrow night. Free to air on one of the Fox Sports channels. Get your popcorn and ice cream.
Thanks,
last time
Chuck.
I checked, Chuck.
On your Chuck.
Foxtel was not free.
Love you, Chuck.
I'm going to pump out a quick...
Nice, Gary!
To Tim Kennelly, one of the Perth Heat players.
Oh, yeah.
Over there in the ABL.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through the game, he left. And I was like, where did Tim go?
Where you going, Tim?
He left to
Tim,
help.
Tim, the game's not over, mate.
He left to help with the bushfires.
Did he really?
In the middle of the game.
Volunteer fireman.
He's a volunteer fireman. And
wow.
The fires were getting a little bit of a handful.
That's a definite nice Gary.
And they caught him. And I caught him. Like,
that's incredible.
So he left halfway through the game.
What, like, while he was out on the field? Don't tell me he was standing at second base and just let a runner through.
Well, not quite runner through. Might have been in between innings. Not too sure.
Okay.
How long we got? A couple minutes.
You can't. That's very unprofessional, Greg. You can't just wind down the clock by looking at it and going, how long have we got to fill?
We got
2 minutes? 2 minutes, huh?
Oh, a bit of sexist block day, mate.
Yeah, you see? You nearly forgot. Yes.
I'm reorganising as we go. Yeah.
Excellent. We haven't had one of these for a while either. It's always good to have a bit of sexist block on the block.
We've often talked about our non-love of women's sport.
Yes.
And... thankfully,
I just don't care. I don't hate it. I just don't care.
Someone's come up with a solution. In many ways, gender equality is about improving gradually. But this is not the case where women continue to be banned for being insufficiently feminine to permit a compete, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Basically, what they're looking is...
My eyes are glazing over already.
Removing the gender issue when it comes to...
Is this a solution or another
solution.
Problem?
I'm looking forward to this, right?
Yeah.
I think they're onto a winner.
Hmm.
No men, no women... just athletes. Whoever's the fastest, whoever's the strongest that competes in the Olympics, no gender.
Just athletes.
Just human.
Yeah, it was like that push a few years ago. Remember, they wanted to say, you can't say actress.
Yeah.
It's just
have
actor.
To say actor.
It's like, well, okay, then why do we have a best female lead and a best male lead?
So NBA...
should just be best actor.
We don't need WNBA. We don't need... just if the women can make it in amongst the humans...
Yes.
Best of luck to him.
Okay, good luck.
On a winner.
Yep.
I was going to talk denim vest, and then I actually...
Denim vest?
Yeah, some former girlfriend of Lewis Hamilton came out and pissed and moaned about something.
Did she?
About he's into threesomes.
Oh, is he?
And was...
and she expects this will damage his reputation.
Yeah,
how?
And has particular issues with people using certain toilets, like no poos on the plane, Damo.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. No number twos in the upstairs loos, Greeno.
I was on board until she's
that's a classic.
Like, he flew me to, Germany or whatever, and then I lost my luggage, but he didn't buy me any new clothes.
Oh, darling. How terrible.
I didn't even have a toothbrush or a spare set of underwear.
Oh, how
I had
awful.
To go out and buy my own clothes.
Oh, how awful for losing your own luggage.
For losing your own luggage, poor Denims. I'm sure he had plenty of denim vests she could have worn.
I can't imagine why she's an ex.
No.
Can you?
I wonder why he let her go. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
It's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down